Now for us to head right back to the hotline. It might not feel like it right now at 32 degrees, but baseball season isn't all that far away. And of course, at 2009 Recreation Lane in Avon, there will be a new bench boss for the Lake Erie Crushers, Dan Roan, taking over as the skipper of the Grapest Show on Turf. And he's kind enough to join us right now on the hotline. Dan, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
Good, Andy. How you doing? How's everything down there? You guys are a little cold. You're colder than we are up here.
That doesn't seem possible. You're all the way up in Traverse City, and it's colder down here than it is up here. That doesn't seem very fair, but, you know, it's interesting. We were talking with Tom Kramig about a week or so ago, and he kind of gave us the interaction between you and he, and he mentioned that he got in touch with you. He mentioned that you played about 71 rounds of golf. I think that was his exact number from last summer, and he asked if you were ready to come back, and you said absolutely. So we'll start right there. You know, what about the Lake Erie Crushers made this such an interesting opportunity for you?
Well, I think number one, Tom, was the deciding factor. I mean, he's the guy that called me. I had retired the year before and said I would not go back into baseball unless somebody called me, and he did, and we worked it out, and henceforth, here I am. I'm up here in Traverse City where it's 33 degrees.
You've got us by a degree. But, you know, for those who haven't had the chance to kind of study your resume, and boy, it's pretty long. You've got a pretty impressive baseball managerial career. And, of course, you played for the Indians back in the mid-'80s, too. So I'm sure you've got some really fond memories of Old Municipal Stadium, don't you?
Oh, yeah, the old mistake by the lake. It's a lot of fun to be out there in April. You know, opening night, 75,000. Second night, 44 degrees and snowing, and 3,000 people. So, yeah, that was what I remember of 86.
And, of course, you know, back in the mid-'80s, the Indians, of course, were one of those teams that were trapped in a really tough spot because of the stadium situation. They were essentially paying rent to Art Modell, and, you know, the rest, as they say, is history. Almost 40 years later, the Indians have a brand spanking new stadium, or I guess it's not new anymore, but it sure looks new. It's a lot better than what they had for sure. But, you know, when you think about, you know, this funny world of baseball, I mean, it kind of sort of takes you full circle, right? You played here for a while in 86, and then here you are managing in the Cleveland area again. It's just interesting how baseball can take you in so many different directions. But, you know, you come here almost kind of with a bit of a clean slate where you get a chance to manage in the Frontier League again. You talked about your interaction with Tom. When you take a look at the current roster, which seems like it's forever changing with the Crushers, what excites you about it?
Well, I think the consistency, but Cam has put this roster together, so I'm putting all the pressure on him for this year. But, we're going to make a couple moves here in the next couple weeks, but for the most part, you know, he's coming off with a, you know, division win. He, you know, manager of the year. He's done a great job. Cam was a great kid, a good young man. I enjoyed him a lot, and he set up our team fairly well. You know, like I said, we're going to make three or four moves, and then we got the draft kids coming in from the tryouts, and we'll see how we go from there. But for the most part, for me, I want to continue on what Cam has started and win this thing and go on and see what happens.
New Lake Erie Crushers manager Dan Roan joining us on the hotline here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Tell us about the staff that you've put together. You've got Greg Catterays, your pitching coach, and you've also brought in Ryan Powell as your hitting coach. Tell us about the staff that you've assembled.
Well, Greg Catterays is a 10-year Major League veteran. He's been my pitching coach up here in Traverse City for three of the last 4 years, and just really, really astute, and he has the big, overwhelming presence, and just because he's 6'5 and 240 pounds. But he knows the game. He knows his, you know, he knows his abilities and what he can get out of his pitchers, and he's going to be in touch with them here in the next couple of weeks to tell them what he expects of them. And he's a very positive guy, but he's also a very demanding guy. That's what really ascends with me as far as a manager. I can set him off and let him do what he wants to do, and I don't have to worry about it. Ryan is a youngster coming in. He's been an independent league scout for 5 years with Baltimore. Played 4 or 5 years as a catcher in independent leagues, and this is his first time as a hitting coach. And I'm looking forward to good things with him. I got him out in the CWL, California Winter League, and he's managing out there. So hopefully he'll learn a lot and bring in some good kids for us.
About 5 years ago, I sat down and had a conversation with you in that Traverse City clubhouse, and I thought it was really interesting because you had the opportunity to manage at the AAA level, and you were telling me some of the major differences about why you really loved managing in the independent leagues because of the freedom that it gives you. And I believe that the phrase you threw at me was, look, a lot of times when you're managing in the minor leagues and the affiliated circuit, you find yourself kind of like being more of a babysitter than anything else. Can you kind of expand on that? Because I thought that was really interesting.
Well, yeah, being the biggest thing, when you're managing in affiliated baseball, I mean, the major league team and the scouts and everybody else, the minor league director, dictate who you're going to have. You may have, say, in one player, and that's it on your whole roster for the year. I mean, one of the things you can do is you take it and run with it, or you can take it and cry. And a lot of times we cried, believe me, because we had some bad teams and some of the teams that I managed in the minor leagues. But with independent league baseball, you're shaping your own club. You get a chance to look and see and do your own scouting and assemble a club that really fits your style. And that's what we're going to try to do here in the next couple of years.
Now, along the way, you had stops with the Mariners, the Giants, the Twins, and the Blue Jays. So a pretty impressive run there, working with four separate major league clubs there with their minor league affiliates. You've really seen some of the best kind of come through the system. And I believe, you know, Buster Posey was one of the guys you saw come through the system as well. Who were some of the other names that you managed along the way?
Well, we can go back to Seattle and we can start with A-Rod. We can start with Felix Rodriguez, you know, Felix Hernandez. I mean, a lot of guys that came through there. I mean, with San Francisco, we had Buster. We had Timmy Lincecum, Travis Ishikawa, a bunch of guys that got to the big leagues that way. Toronto, we had, you know, Jeremy Accardo, and he was now a big league pitching coach, and you know, just numerous amount of guys. I mean, there's guys that are coaching and managing right now in the minor leagues that played for me, and it's been kind of fun. I mean, after I think it's like 41 years of being in affiliated baseball, it's a lot of time and a lot of good kids and a lot of fun with a lot of good athletes.
You mentioned a couple of names in there I want to go back to, because you know, any time that you sit around the batting cage, you watch guys take BP, or you're watching guys take infield practice, sometimes you just know when a guy has that it factor, and you know it's only a matter of time. You mentioned seeing Alex Rodriguez going on about 20, 25 years ago. What were some of the things that you saw in A-Rod at the time when he was kind of coming through the system that made you believe, okay, this guy has it, it's only a matter of time?
Well, I think just, you know, the sound of the bat, ball off the bat. I mean, with him, he was just unbelievable. He was a guy that, you know, when he hit the baseball, he just made a different sound than everybody else in the lineup. And his ability to come out and want to learn. We had a situation where we had a breakfast club in Seattle where we'd go out at 6:30 in the morning and do infield work. And I was, you know, I was one of the guys that were out involved with that. And he was out there every morning. And I think this was in, gosh, year 2000 maybe, but whatever it was, I can't remember the exact date, but he was out there every day. And it just showed me his dedication and what he wanted to do and what he became. I mean, he was already in the big leagues at that point for two or three years and just came out at 6:30 in the morning to work with, you know, on the infield play and just make himself a better player.
You mentioned that you've got a little bit more freedom working in the independent leagues because, you know, one of the major differences is, you know, sure you want to win when you're in the minor league circuit with the affiliated teams, but winning doesn't really become the most important thing. Development becomes way more important, and there are different ways of achieving development. Sometimes winning with those minor league teams doesn't become the primary focus, but of course in the independent leagues, winning is absolutely the primary focus. So what kind of identity do you want your team to have next year and in the coming years?
Well, I think the biggest thing for us is we want to be aggressive. We want to know that we're going to fight you for 9 innings. No matter what the score is, no matter where we're at, we're going to keep battling you, and we're going to win. We're going to win it one way or the other, whether it's with power or speed or pitching. We're going to try to accentuate all aspects of our game and go at it and go at you hard.
Now, as far as, you know, handling the pitching staff and things like that, the last two managers for the Crushers have been wildly different. Chris Mangiardo, affectionately known as Monge, well, he was kind of named Captain Hook because he went out there quite a bit and he made a lot of pitching changes. He had relievers that made somewhere in the area of 65 to 70 appearances a year with a 96-game season. Of course, that's quite a bit. Whereas Cam kind of let the starters ride that wave a little bit and left them out there a little bit longer. Do you have a managerial style, per se?
I have a pitching coach that's 6'5", 240 pounds. And when he tells me the guy's done, he's done. That's the way I look at it. And that's the best way I can look at it and best way we can win, because this guy knows his job, and that's why we brought him in. Like I said, when you bring a guy in that's got 10 years of major league experience, I'm going to listen to him. I've only pitched three and two-thirds innings in my whole career in baseball. He's pitched over 300 innings. Who am I going to listen to?
Sure. And at 6'5", 240, I guess, you know, we're not really in a position to tell that guy no, too. So there's that to be said for it.
I can do that, but I won't for the most part. Greg and I, we played together in Oakland. He's from up here. He's from Grand Valley State, which is, you know, a nice college up here. And like I said, I trust him with everything, and that's the way we work things, and it works very well for us for a couple of years. So we're going to try to do the same thing. He's in charge of those guys. He tells me the guy's done, he's done.
Well, we're just about 3 months away from opening day for the Lake Erie Crushers this season. Again, new manager Dan Roan is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. All right, Tom Kramick threw the number out there, 71 rounds of golf. Now, I referenced the conversation you and I had a handful of years ago, and you told me that you were enjoying your time in Traverse City. I think you had just become the manager that year prior to, and you mentioned you love Traverse City because it gives you the opportunity to golf when you're not managing, and in the off season, it gave you the opportunity to go golfing again. Have you had a chance to scout some of the tracks in the area up here?
I have not, but I hear Tom is a member of one of the country clubs down there, so we'll have to talk to him about that and see how that works out. But I'm sure there's some really nice tracks. Greg loves to play. I love to play. It's one of those things that, you know, it's one of the ways to get our frustrations out. The reason I play golf is when I hit the ball, nobody catches it, and that's a good thing.
Unless, of course, a pond catches it or maybe a sand trap catches it, then it kind of becomes a bit of a problem, but I digress. That country club he's referring to is fantastic. You'll like it. I got married there a couple of years ago, so I can guarantee you're going to love that track and many, many others. So we certainly look forward to seeing you up here this coming season. Should be a heck of a lot of fun. Dan, we appreciate the time. We look forward to speaking with you throughout the year.
All right. Thanks, Andy. Take care, man.
Thank you. You do the same again. That's new Lake Erie Crushers manager Dan Roan joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.